Get ready, Frozen fans.
I think it's crazy that we finish each other's
sandwiches.
That's what I was gonna say.
It's time to put your dancing skills to the test.
Twerk.
Pass.
I am very familiar with this password.
I'm Jarrett Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, August 17th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Robert De Niro is no stranger to playing a big-screen gangster, and he's going to do it again for an upcoming movie. Twice, in fact, when he reunites with Goodfellas writer Nicholas Pileggi to play two different crime bosses in Wise Guys. The Oscar-winning actor is on board to lead the new project from filmmaker Barry Levinson. De Niro will reportedly play both Vito Genovese and Frank Costello, two real-life Italian-American mobsters from opposing families. And Darius Campbell Dinesh, who starred in multiple West End musical productions and placed third in the UK talent show Pop Idol back in 2002, has died. He was 41. The Scottish performer, who rose to fame after he auditioned for the 2001 talent series Pop Stars by singing Britney Spears' 1998 single Baby One More Time, died on August 11th after he was found unresponsive in his Rochester, Minnesota apartment. After finishing third on the reality talent show Pop Idol back in 2002, Dinesh went on to release his UK chart-topping single Colorblind that July. The same year, he released his first album titled Dive In and a follow-up record titled Live Twice in 2004. Dinesh starred in multiple West End projects throughout his life, including the popular musicals Funny Girl, Gone with the Wind, Guys and Dolls, and Chicago, opposite America Ferrera. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Love is certainly an open door. On our number three pick today, the new episode of High School Musical, the musical, the series. Season three of the Disney Plus show takes place at a summer camp, and things are heating up between the show's central couple, EJ, played by Matt Cornett, and Gina, played by Sophia Wiley. But their musical choice is definitely cooling down, as in frozen. They're taking on a stage production of the Disney animated musical film at their camp. EW has an exclusive first look, or listen in this case, at EJ and Gina's fantastical rendition of the song Love is an Open Door.
I think it's crazy that we finish each other's
sandwiches.
That's what I was gonna say.
I've never met someone
who thinks so much like me.
Jinx! Jinx again!
Our mental synchronization can't have but one explanation. You
and I
were just meant to be.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye to the pain of the past. We don't have to feel it anymore. Love's an open door.
Ah, well, what song will these two lovebirds take on next? You're gonna have to freeze and take a seat for the new episode of High School Musical, the musical, the series, streaming now on Disney Plus. It's trivia time. Years after premiering in 2006 on the Disney Channel, the power and popularity of High School Musical is still unmatched to this day. It's broken countless records, spawned two successful sequels, and now a musical TV show. But which of the following is a lesser-known spin-off film that aired on the Disney Channel? Was it Sharpay and Ryan Take Broadway? T is for Troy or Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure? Stick around for the answer.
Number two.
It's time to do a little gossip and get down for our number two pick, the new episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Dorit's charity dinner is still going strong, but crazy rumors are going even stronger, spreading before they get all the way to Crystal. Sutton is hurt by a label she's been given and in return has some tea to spill. Then the ladies dance the night away at Lisa's disco party, but of course, Kathy says something unsatisfactory. Here is a clip from the after show last week where the ladies offer a little insight into Lisa Rinna's outburst at the dinner party.
I just think that Rinna has never gotten over the fact that Sutton tried to make her look stupid on Watch What Happens Live.
I invited them to the Elton John gala.
Okay.
And they came with me as my guest. I never got a thank you.
I don't think that was very fair of Sutton at all when Rinna and Harry have been going to that event for years. They're invited guests for years.
We've been going to this event as guests of Elton's for years and years.
She just does not want to let that go. Even though Sutton has admitted she was wrong and apologized.
Here's the thing. I've apologized.
I'm sorry.
I've apologized?
I am sorry that I humiliated you.
Apologized again.
I did not have a chance to express my apology for causing any embarrassment. This was never my intent. With sincerity, Sutton, with a kissy kitty cat face and a heart.
How many times? I mean,
a lot.
Every time we're all together. I apologize every single time.
Yes, agree. It is time to move on from that drama, but there's going to be a lot more, and you can see how that all unfolds on the new episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills tonight at 8 on Bravo. From drama to laughs, we have those coming up in our number one pick. Don't go anywhere. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. You won't want to pass up the opportunity to watch our number one pick today, the new episode of Password. Tonight's installment is actually on a special night and time with an extra special celebrity guest player, the one and only Martin Short, the hilarious star of Only Murders in the Building, stops by to give Jimmy Fallon a schooling in password play. And Martin is no newbie. He played the game on The Tonight Show with Steve Martin as his partner against Jimmy and his partner, Margaret Qualley. Here is a clip from tonight's episode.
Twerk.
Pass.
I am very familiar with this password.
Dancing.
Tango.
That's not the password. We're over here with you, Martin, for 5 points, Luke.
Okay. But.
Twerk!
Yeah!
That was quick, Veronica. You did some twerking back in your day?
I couldn't twerk if my life depended.
Well, on that episode of The Tonight Show, by the way, Martin ended up at one point just blurting out the password instead of Steve guessing it first. Go figure. Well, let's see what shenanigans Martin and Jimmy get up to on the new episode of Password tonight at 9 on NBC. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of these movies was a lesser-known High School Musical spinoff that aired on the Disney Channel? Would that be Sharpay and Ryan Take Broadway, T is for Troy, or Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure? Well, I'll help narrow it down for you a bit. It's one involving Sharpay. That would be Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure. The film followed Ashley Tisdale Sharpay Evans after college and on her way to the Big Apple to follow her dreams of becoming a Broadway star. It was the first Disney Channel original movie to be released on home entertainment before being broadcast on Disney Channel. And Tisdale's co-star was none other than Elvis star Austin Butler. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.